USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leaders say the working class will have to pay for the infrastructure and social safety net spending bills. House Republicans, including Minority Whip Steve Scalise, believe that Americans who make less than $400,000 a year are already dealing with the rising cost of everyday needs.
Gasoline's up over 40%. When you go to the grocery store, you're paying 30 or 40% more. If you want to buy a new appliance for your house, you're going to wait months and months and still pay a higher cost for it.
In a Senate hearing on Tuesday, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley and General Kenneth McKenzie of the Central Command confirmed that President Biden got their advice regarding leaving 2,500 troops behind in Afghanistan. President Biden said during a previous interview that no military advisors recommended leaving troops in place. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
An attorney for Gabby Petito's family is issuing a plea to her missing fiancé.
For Brian, we're asking you to turn yourself in to the FBI or the nearest law enforcement agency.
Richard Stafford adding Brian Laundrie's family didn't help them find Petito, and they won't help them find him. Petito was killed on a cross-country trip with Laundrie, who disappeared after returning home to Florida alone. Petito's body was later found in Wyoming. A funeral taking place in New York on Sunday for Petito. An execution is set to take place in Texas tonight. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
A Texas inmate faces execution Tuesday evening for fatally stabbing two Houston area brothers during a robbery in 1991. Rick Rhodes was condemned for killing Charles and Bradley Allen. The brothers were killed less than a day after Rhodes had been released on parole.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, Republicans continue to react to a spending bill put forth by Democrats.
The price tag of the proposed $3.5 trillion reconciliation spending bill will likely come down this week through compromise, but paying for it will still crush our economy. Representative Dan Muser, Republican of Pennsylvania, told Newsmax on Monday.
Small business, Rob, is going to go up a legitimate 15%. For so many small businesses throughout my district and throughout America, it crushing their ability to be competitive.
Yeah.
As well as other taxes that will only affect families and enormously increase inflation.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Only a small fraction of Haitians who showed up at the Texas border illegally are being deported. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez says that will be a magnet to attract more illegal immigration.
Once these folks get processed and are given a court date, you know, years out, they let their friends and family know what occurred.
Gonzalez also saying he's frustrated because most of these illegal Haitian immigrants do not meet the criteria for asylum.
The vast majority that do not should be returned to their country of origin. Otherwise, it's only going to encourage further illegal immigration.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.